live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Councillor John O'Donnell says the electorate of the Milford area will be the judges of his record on May the 24th. The mumps crisis in Donegal is said to be escalating with 17 new cases confirmed since Monday alone. New figures have revealed that 32 social housing units in Inishowen have been lying vacant for more than 3 months, while 588 families in the peninsula are currently on the housing waiting list. And a police officer has been injured after being struck by a car attempting to evade police in Newton Stewart. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, Councillor John O'Donnell has expressed his disappointment with the Standards and Public Office Commission findings. Yesterday, SIPO published a report which found against Councillor O'Donnell in respect of three alleged contraventions of ethics and public office legislation, as well as the Local Government Act. Speaking today, Councillor O'Donnell says the electorate of the Milford area will be the judges of his record on May the 24th. Donal Kavanagh reports.
In a statement today, Councillor John O'Donnell expresses disappointment with the findings. He says it's important to point out that the SIPO hearing was not about any criminal process, and as such, his record has not been tarnished in serving the people of Donegal within the terms of the Local Government Act. He says there is no evidence whatsoever that he sought money for any service to the electorate in his role as an electorate representative. In the statement, he says he has always acted in the public interest in his role as a councillor in promoting the development of Donegal, and he says he's never sought any benefit from that position. Councillor O'Donnell concludes that the electorate of the Milford area will be the judges of his record on May 24th.
Meanwhile, Donegal's Sinn Féin councillors have called for the resignation of Councillor O'Donnell. Councillor Mairi Trez-Gallagher believes in light of the findings a discussion needs to be had.
It's a damning report. And it's three contraventions. It's not simple, you know, a misdemeanor, you know, where, you know, it's very, very damning. I haven't seen a report like that from SIPO. Unfortunately, we have seen reports like, you know, from SIPO fighting against public representatives in this county before, but I haven't seen one to this, you know, as damning as this. So we're looking and we've asked that John O'Donnell resign. We've asked the county chairman to hold a special meeting. The reason, as I say, at the time we lost the vote was because members felt that due process should take place, and due process has taken place. The report has found against Councillor John O'Donnell, and we believe now that it's time to have that public discussion within the council, because there's more than you know, Councillor John O'Donnell's name in this. It's about local politics, it's about integrity in local politics, and it's about people having faith in their local representatives.
The British Prime Minister is meeting with Eurosceptic MPs in a last-ditch attempt to win their support for the Brexit withdrawal deal. The House of Commons will vote on 8 possible Brexit options this evening. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
MPs have had 8 Brexit options put before them. They include leaving with no deal, having a second referendum, and revoking Article 50 if no deal is reached by the deadline. There's also a range of options for various customs unions and trade agreements. Theresa May faced more criticism in the House of Commons earlier and called on people to back her deal.
We can guarantee delivering on Brexit if this week he and others in this House support the deal.
Yeah. While in Europe, MEPs were debating the situation, Eurosceptic Nigel Farage hitting out at EU leaders.
Do you really want the United Kingdom to contest the European elections, to send back a very large number of Leave MEPs? Do you really want me back in this place?
None of tonight's votes will be legally binding, and with the wide variety of options on the table, a majority might not be reached. MPs have also been told they may now have to sit on Friday for a third meaningful vote on the withdrawal agreement. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
New figures have revealed that 32 social housing units in Inishowen have been lying vacant for more than 3 months, while 588 families in the peninsula are currently on the housing waiting list. Countywide, almost 100 council houses have remained unoccupied over the same period, with Inishowen having the largest number. It has led to urgent calls on Donegal County Council to speed up its housing allocation process. Councillor Jack Murray says there's growing frustration among those affected.
By far the largest proportion of houses in the county have been unoccupied for more than 3 months, lies in Inishowen. And I find this very, very worrying. There's 588 applicants on the housing list in Inishowen. When you take in that contains hundreds of families, the number of actual citizens affected is much, much higher. So these 32 houses that have been lying unoccupied, council houses, for more than 3 months, could be put to so much good use and make a home for these families who are crying out for it. And I know particularly in the town of Buncrana, it's almost impossible to find a house to rent, never mind a council house. So there would be people that would be willing to snap these up straight away if they could be just turned around and offered.
Presumably now you'll be looking for clarity from the local authority as to when these houses will be fit for use.
Yeah, I've been raising this now over the last number of months, and I just don't think it's satisfactory at all that these houses could be laid vacant for so long. I think the council needs to remove any barrier, get into these houses, turn them around, invest where it's needed to do them up and make them suitable for families, because I'm contacted daily by families who are crying out for a house, and they would take these houses at a heartbeat if they were just made available.
17 new cases of mumps have been confirmed in Donegal this week. The HSE say people not being vaccinated or only receiving one dose that may be contributing to the escalating crisis in the county. Dr. Laura Heavey is Public Health Registrar with HSE West.
Part of the reason is that mumps is a viral infection and it spreads in much the same way as the common cold, which means it's very contagious. And we have noticed that a lot of people affected in the outbreak have maybe missed one dose of the MMR or maybe haven't had any at all. So that definitely is an issue that people need to catch up. But then as another proportion of people have had both of their doses of the MMR. And I just want to explain a bit about why that's happened. So the MMR vaccine is against three diseases. It's measles, mumps and rubella. And it's nearly 100% effective at preventing measles and rubella, which is great because those are the two more serious illnesses. But for mumps, even if you've had two doses of the MMR vaccine, it's probably about 88% effective against mumps.
Ambulance personnel from the Psychiatric Nurses Association say they'll have no choice but to hold more strikes next month. The row over union recognition and representation rights has already led to four 12-hour strikes. The PNA is planning another 2 days of industrial action on the 2nd and 10th of April. Members of the union protested outside the Dáil earlier and want the government to listen to their concerns.
Well, they keep giving us the same response over and over again, the same scripted answer, and it's pretty unsatisfactory and it's really just excuses.
It's just to have a negotiation rights with management. That's what we're looking for and that's what we're trying to get.
Ambulance personnel don't want to go on picket line. They want to get this sorted as soon as possible and hopefully it will.
The PSNI are appealing for information after an officer was struck by a car attempting to escape police in Newton Stewart. On Monday, a blue Volkswagen Passat bearing false registration plates being driven by a man police were keen to speak to was observed in the town. It's reported the vehicle stopped briefly, however, a police officer sustained injuries as he was knocked to the ground as the motorist made a getaway. Police say it's imperative this vehicle is taken off the roads before someone is seriously injured or worse. Anyone who witnessed the incident or a vehicle with partial registration, JKZ, being driven in the area of Castlebray or the town centre between 5 and 6 o'clock on Monday evening last is asked to contact the PSNI. It's claimed historical sites in East Donegal are being overlooked as major tourist attractions. Councillor Frank McBurty believes there are a number of worthy sites in the east of the county that deserve a funding injection. The local authority has pledged to work towards identifying additional funding to promote them further. Councillor McBurty says it's important that that happens as the area acts as a gateway to the rest of Donegal, and therefore more of a focus should be placed on attracting both tourists and historians to the area.
Well, I feel frustrated over the past 5 years. I've been working very closely with community and culture in the council, and I don't feel we're moving forward as quick as other parts of the county, because we have some very historical sites all over East Donegal, which is known now as the Finn Valley, which is the Stranraer Municipal District, and we're one of the largest dioceses in Ireland, which is the Raphoe Diocese, and the heritage sites that are in the the east of the county, the other parts of the county can actually benefit from it, and East Donegal can benefit from visitors going to other sites in other parts of the county. So I'm looking at a county level, all-inclusive, and I feel that we're basically being ignored, and I'm basically frustrated at the lack of movement and the lack of funding and the lack of signage that we have, especially when you come across Lifford Bridge.
They have committed, though, to exploring the idea of getting more funding for those historical sites in the east of the county. Are you hopeful that progress can be made?
Well, I'm hopeful today with a response from Gary Martin. It's a very good response, and I think the council has a fair idea. In particular, the Beltony Stone Circle in Raphoe was one of the examples that I used. And then, what do you call it? You have the castle in Raphoe, but that's not taken away from the other towns. It's in the Fin Valley.
Over 150,000 euro in funding has been announced for community schemes in Donegal. Minister Joe McHugh made the announcement of initial funding today of 159,461 euro for disadvantaged communities in the county. The money from the Community Enhancement Programme will go towards improving facilities such as community centres, amenities, town parks, common areas and spaces, CCTV and energy efficient projects. Letterkenny University Hospital has introduced a text reminder service for patients who have outpatient appointments at the hospital. From this week, the text reminders will be rolled out to all outpatient clinics on a phased basis. Catherine Gaffney has more.
In a statement today, Sean Murphy, General Manager, said that the service is being introduced to make it easier for patients to remember their appointments and attend their outpatient appointment. On average, 108 people do not turn up to their appointments every week, which he says is a waste in resources and a lost opportunity to offer the appointment to someone else on the waiting list. The text reminders will be sent 2 weeks ahead of the appointment, and a second reminder will be sent 2 days ahead of the appointment. Patients are then prompted to contact the hospital if they are unable to attend, so the hospital can then reschedule their appointments and offer the slot to another patient.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's almost 14 minutes past five, and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with golf. Rory McIlroy has the chance to go top of golf's world rankings this week. Victory at the WGC match play in Texas could be enough to take the Northern Irishman to number one for the first time since 2015. McIlroy starts by playing Luke List this evening, and he's insisting taking the title isn't his top priority, though.
That would be awesome, but we'll see what happens. Winning tournaments, getting to number one, all those accolades, all those, it's a byproduct of doing all the little things right. And I feel like I'm doing the little things right. And step by step, they will add up to all that stuff that other people find important.
Well, Shane Lowry is also in action today and could use the cold shoulder during this week's tournament in Austin. The off-the man competes against Sergio Garcia in the third last match to go out this evening, and then he'll face Patrick Reed tomorrow. Lowry, who beat Bubba Watson to win the WGC Bridgestone Invitational in 2015, admits his opponents could get the silent treatment.
I'm generally a bit of a talker when it comes to playing my playing partners, but sometimes it depends who it is. It really does depend who it is. Depends whether I like them or not.
Now we're moving on to soccer, and Derry City have confirmed the departure of John Quigg after more than a decade with the club's underage and reserve teams. In a statement released this afternoon, head of youth development at the Brandywell, Paddy McCourt, praised Quigg for his efforts and wished him well in the future. Quigg has worked with a host of players that left the Derry club and furthered their footballing careers across the water, including the likes of Ronan Curtis and James McLean, who obviously went on to have international caps to their names as well. Bayern Munich have smashed the Bundesliga transfer record to sign Lucas Hernandez. The French World Cup winning fullback has agreed a 5-year contract and will leave Atletico Madrid in the summer for 80 million euro. The deal makes Hernandez the second most expensive defender of all time, behind only Virgil van Dijk. Speaking of van Dijk, former Liverpool coach Phil Thompson says the player deserves to be named Player of the Year. The Dutchman has been ever present in the Merseysiders for the Merseysiders in the Premier League this season, who sit top of the table. Thompson feels Van Dijk has been the most consistent player in the top flight this campaign.
I would be delighted if Virgil van Dijk was to get it. Does he justify it? Most certainly he does. And I know there's been other players who've had a fan. I go back to the start of the season. Virgil van Dijk has been top class from day one.
Victory this afternoon for Carndonagh Community School in the FEA Schools Minor Girls Ulster Cup final. They defeated Loretto Secondary School of Letterkenny by 4-2 in today's decider. And of course, now move on to the All-Ireland Series. In athletics at the World Masters indoors in Poland this morning, Finn Valley's Kieran Carnan finished 6th in his 800-metre heat. Kieran still has the 1,500 metres to come on Friday, while Noreen Boner and Katrina Devine will also be in action for Ireland in the coming days. In cycling, Ireland's Dan Martin narrowly missed out on victory in today's third stage of the Tour of Catalonia. The UAE rider was part of a four-man breakaway, challenging for the win into the ski resort of Valter, but placed third behind the eventual stage winner, Adam Yates. Today's stage leaves Martin fourth in general classification, 33 seconds down on the race leader, Thomas de Gent of Belgium. The head of French rugby says he has met the top five coaches in the world as he looks for a successor for Jack Brunel. Bernard Laporte wants to name Brunel's successor before this autumn's World Cup. Meanwhile, Laporte is insisting it will be Brunel who decides whether or not to appoint Ronan O'Gara to his coaching staff for the World Cup in Japan. The Irishman has said he'd be open to an approach from the French. And finally, just to remind you, coming up later this evening on Highland, we will have the GA programme as usual on a Wednesday night. It starts at 8:30, and on the schedule this week, Tom Comack will be looking ahead to the weekend National Football League finals involving the North West Counties, where Derry play Leitrim and Donegal take on Meath. That's to come later, but I'll be back with our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, it's emerged nearly 2,300 women are still waiting to get the results of repeat smear tests from a US lab used by Cervical Check. In January, thousands of women were invited to get a repeat smear after an issue with some tests. Over 2,500 samples were sent to Quest Diagnostics in the US, but only 200 women have received the results. The lab has blamed an issue setting up a new IT system. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson Louise O'Reilly says the government should have anticipated the capacity problems.
It's not good enough that they have been left, that women have been left waiting. It's not good enough that women are worried. It's not good enough that women are having the confidence in the service that they have a right to, that confidence is being undermined by the incompetence of this government.
There are calls to establish more digital hubs in border villages in Donegal. It's thought that smaller towns and villages in the border area could have economic growth potential in a post-Brexit climate. Donegal County Council has pledged to assist interested community groups in developing business cases. Councillor Gary Doherty says digital hubs have been proven to be hugely successful in larger urban centres, but having them situated in less populated areas could have even more far-reaching benefits.
There's a huge economic potential for the border villages there. I think they're in an ideal geographic location. In the event of a hard border post-Brexit, I think there'll be a lot of companies who'll be looking at having a foothold in both jurisdictions. And I think that there's huge economic potential for all those villages that are straddling the border. Particularly, you look at villages like Castlefin, Lifford, St Johnson, villages such as that, which have buildings there available to be used and could be used and could be put to use as a digital hub in that climate.
And there has been a suggestion that perhaps maybe the old army barracks in Lifford could be, you know, explored as a potential hub.
I think there's huge potential for the army barracks in Lifford here. I mean, it's been lying vacant for a number of years, and both myself and other councillors in this municipal district have long been calling for the council to put that building into use. And I think with the digital hub idea would be the perfect idea for the army barracks in Lifford, for other towns in the area. I mean, the digital hub idea, it's just a form where, you know, a smaller scale digital hub than the ones that we would have, such as the base in Ballybuffet or the CoLab in Letterkenny. All we need are facilities that have high-speed internet connections and that can facilitate hot desk scenarios where people can come in and share workspaces.
A man is in a critical condition in hospital after he sustained head injuries in the Grafton Street area of Derry in the early hours of yesterday morning. The 43-year-old man was taken to hospital for treatment to his injuries at around 1:45 yesterday morning. Police say his condition is critical but stable. Police are appealing to anyone who was in the Grafton Street area in the early hours of yesterday morning who may be able to assist with inquiries to contact detectives in Strand Road. And local authorities are being urged to take speed limits seriously before new EU vehicle safety measures are brought in. By 2022, all new cars will be fitted with devices to make sure drivers automatically stick to the speed limit. The EU Commission is introducing 15 mandatory vehicle features, including black box recorders and lane assist technology, to try and reduce fatalities on the roads. But Conor Fohan of the AA says councils across the country need to review speed limits.
Well, Irish speed limits are a bit of a mess, unfortunately. And if we're now saying that we want drivers to take speed limits seriously, we want car manufacturers to take speed limits seriously, people who set speed limits also need to take them seriously. And unfortunately, the Irish network is riddled with contradictions as individual local authorities make their own decisions for their own reasons and everybody deviates from national guidelines.
Weather now dry this evening, but mostly cloudy and light to moderate, mainly southwest breezes. Mostly dry tonight also, with lowest temperatures of 0 to 3 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, Councillor John O'Donnell has expressed his disappointment with the Standards and Public Office Commission findings. Speaking today, he says the electorate of the Milford area will be the judges of his record on May the 24th. New figures have revealed that 32 social housing units in Inishowen have been lying vacant for more than 3 months, while 588 families in the peninsula are currently on the housing waiting list. Countywide, almost 100 council houses have remained unoccupied over the same period, with Inishowen having the largest number. 17 new cases of mumps have been confirmed in Donegal this week. The HSE say people not being vaccinated or only receiving one dose may be contributing to the escalating crisis in the county. And the PSNI are appealing for information after an officer was struck by a car attempting to escape police in Newton Stewart. On Monday, a blue Volkswagen Passat bearing false registration plates being driven by a man police were keen to speak to was observed in the town. The vehicle stopped briefly, however, a police officer sustained injuries as he was knocked to the ground as the motorist made a getaway. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of Remain Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, March the 27th. The death has taken place of Anne McDade, 1 Pierce Gardens, Strabane. Remains will repose at her home this evening from 7 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. The death has taken place on Willie Harn, 38 Meeting House Street, Strabane, and formerly of Elm Road, Dunamana. Remains reposing at his home this evening from 6:30. Funeral leaving his home on Friday morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, Kev Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has occurred in Kent, England, of Enda McGinley, formerly Town Parks Rafoe. His remains will be reposing at his brother Eugene's residence, 234 St Junan's Terrace, Rafoe, from tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 2211, going to St Junan's Church, Rafoe, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Kevin Bell's Trust, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Directors. The death has taken place in England of Michael John Houghton, formerly of Shantla, Culkeeny, Mallon, County Donegal. Michael's remains will be reposing at the residence of his sister-in-law and brother-in-law Rosemary and Charlie Sweeney, 30 Church Street, Roselay, County Fermanagh, on Friday from 12 noon. Removal on Saturday morning at 10:45 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Tierney's Church, Roselay, followed by burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Malachy Peoples, Mahara Paste, Drumbo, Stranorler. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home on Friday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. Family time, plays from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Jack Gallagher Brinilac Gidor remains a reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Mass in St Columbkill's Chapel, Knockfola, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private after rosary until 10 a.m. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place of Charlie Boyce Gorshin Remelton, remains a reposing at his home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church Remelton, with burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Family time from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors or any family member. And the death has taken place of Paul McMenamin, 14 at Castletown Court, Ernie Road, Strabane, remains a reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations and lay of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m.